What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 116. All right, so the race to 100K is on. We're right there. Probably within the next day or two, we will have hit 100,000 downloads. I cannot thank you enough for just joining this journey, staying in this journey, growing in this journey. What an awesome thing. So I just wanted to throw that out there and just say thanks for listening. Secondly, today I want to talk to you a little bit about, because as we kind of get into the holiday season even further, there's a lot of stress or sometimes anxiety, maybe even depression around how many people we can help and maybe not being able to reach people to help that we really, really want to. And so I wanted to give you a quick little story as to, I don't know, how we can reconcile this and hopefully be at peace with it. So again, this is something that I feel like is important. It's something that I struggle with as well. So we're all kind of working through this together. So I'm excited for you. Also, we just restocked at crossomeats.com. Unfortunately, a lot of it did sell out within 24 hours, which is a great problem to have, but it's not a great problem if you were looking for that. So what you can do is you can go to crossomeats.com, get yourself a gift card, give the gift of beef. Again, I say it all the time. Uncle Jim doesn't need more socks or underwear or, you know, gloves. He wants some steaks. He wants some awesome like ground beef. That's the best way to do it. So you can always get a gift card. Go to crossomeats.com, grab that gift card. Also too, along the same lines, you know, Aunt Susan, she don't want another ugly sweater, right? She just doesn't. I mean, if nothing else, she's probably drinking a lot of coffee anyways, so you might as well go to blackriflecoffee.com, put in the promo code PRIMALKING, save 20%. You can get the present for, you know, Aunt Susan, and you can save yourself some money. Plus, you can give her the caffeine that she's going to need to deal with the family during the holidays, right? All right, so again, go to blackriflecoffee.com, promo code PRIMALKING. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, I am super excited to have you on board. Really excited to be able to talk with you as we move into the Christmas season. Now, if you're anything like me, you probably haven't done any shopping yet, because what I like to do is I like to wait till the very end, and then I like to go and battle traffic and bad weather and irritable people and you know, fight over the last toys, stuff like that. I don't know what it is. It just kind of gets me into the Christmas spirit. I've always really liked that. All of you psychopaths who are buying Christmas presents in July. I mean, come on, really? Really? What about an overachiever? I don't know. I mean, it is, right? You get to drive around and be on slick roads here in Idaho and shop and worry about people running into you and everybody's in a hurry. I mean, what better way to celebrate Christmas than that? I don't know. Just something about it. There's an insight to my sick and twisted mind, but there's just something about it that just makes me all cheerful about it. So there you go. All right. So what I wanted to chat with you about today is one of the questions that I think comes up a lot is, well, let me back up and kind of set this up a little bit. So I was having a conversation with somebody the other day who had done a ton of traveling all around the world, a lot of very impoverished countries, had done like a lot of different work in some of these different countries, and was just talking about how she almost like had trauma from it. Now, you would think if you're like traveling around and helping people and, you know, she was doing all of this, I wouldn't necessarily call it like charitable work, but, you know, just kind of like humanitarian work would probably be the best way to put it, to where like she would go in and, you know, help people with things that we take for granted, right? Water and staying out of the sex trafficking industry, which is such a huge problem that is just, for whatever reason, I don't understand why we don't talk about that more. I mean, it's insane that this stuff is still happening, so prevalent all around the world, and it never really gets talked about. But anyways, so she was doing a lot of that type of work, trying to help people have a better life. Well, then she started telling me that it like actually created severe depression after that because of like the trauma of seeing that. And again, like you would think going out there and doing all this help and all this great work would give you some fulfillment. And I think that it can. But then there's also the other side of it, which is once you see that stuff, you can't unsee it. And I think that that got me thinking about kind of this bigger picture of what do you do for the people who maybe you can't help? Because I think that that's a real issue that comes up. Now, this person could help, and maybe it didn't go as she had expected it. But I think maybe something that would hit closer to home for most of us, which is what do you do when you're maybe seeing people that are suffering or that are going through things and all you want to do is help them, but you can't? It can create like a lot of problems. I mean, if you're a parent and you've ever had a kid who is having issues and you try to help and it doesn't work and you try to help and it doesn't work, you try to help, it doesn't work. Like I've witnessed this so many different times and so many different people to where it's like, all I want to do is I want to help you. And it's like, but I can't because you won't let me. And so the other day I was watching this video. Actually, my old boss had put it out of an event that my old company had several years ago. It's an event called Funnel Hacking Live. It's like this big, huge conference. In fact, I did a podcast from there the first time I went back to that conference after I'd walked away from that job. But anyways, it's this big conference, like 5,000 people there, and it's a lot of rah-rah. It's a lot of, you know, knowledge and blah, 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 right? It's a good event. So at that event a few years ago, there was a gentleman named Sean Stevenson. He's what they call the 3-foot giant. So he was born with like certain impairments to where he was only able to grow like 3 feet tall. And then he ended up in a wheelchair, but one of the most brilliant, articulate, just fascinating people that you could ever hear speak. Unfortunately, he passed away like a year or two ago. But man, like, was he good? So I tell you this because he was talking about this exact topic. And my old boss the other day actually posted a video of this because this is something, again, kind of going into Christmas and through holiday season to where there can be, like, you know, we've talked about in the past, there can be this feeling that you want to help people and that you want to do good and you want to do all of that. But then on the other side of that, there has to be somebody who's willing to get the help. And so you can want somebody to want help all you want, but it doesn't change the fact that they don't want it. Like, I remember having a conversation with somebody like, help me help you, right? Like, all I want to do right now is I want to be able to help you because I see you're struggling and I feel like I can help you, but that person just wasn't willing to get the help. And so anyways, what Sean Stevenson was talking about is he said, and I don't know how true this is, so maybe some of you know this better, but basically this is what he said, and I thought it made so much sense. He said, if you call out the Coast Guard, let's say you're on a boat that's going down, you're sinking, whatever. You send out the SOS and the Coast Guard comes up to pick you up. For any of you who maybe have watched like Deadliest Catch or whatever, you know, they come out and they throw the life vest and they bring you up and they haul you back to safety. Well, he was saying, you know, he was talking to a captain or a pilot of one of those helicopters. And sometimes what can happen is maybe the ship is going down and there's 15 people on it, but there's only room for 8 people on the helicopter. What do you do? Because you could look down there and you know that every single one of those 15 people needs help. Just like sometimes in our life, right? Like it's your kids and it's people you know, it's family members, it's friends, whatever. And you're looking and you're like, all these people, it seems like they need help. And so how do you know who to help? Well, when he was talking to this helicopter pilot, the helicopter pilot says, well, we can only help the ones that swim toward us. He said, if you see all these people out there and they're all flailing in the water and they're all, you know, clinging to a life raft or whatever it may be, he said, we may not have time to go around and pick every single person up. A lot of times it's bad weather, whatever it may be. Like, we don't have the time to literally go to every single person. Even if we did have the time, we don't have the room. And so if we're faced with that decision, what we have to do is we just have to help the people that are swimming toward us. And if you kind of look at that in real life world, is that so many of us, and I know that this is something that I struggle with, is, you know, maybe you've had life experiences and you feel like, man, I could help you. You don't want to be preachy. You don't want to be giving unsolicited advice. You don't want to be helping people that don't want to be helped. And so then you run into this struggle, right? You run into the struggle of maybe seeing like someone you love dearly. It could be a friend or a family member. And you're like, They just don't get it. And I feel like I could help them. But the more you try to help, the more they resist. And the more you try to help, the more they resist. And you keep trying to help, and the more they resist. And then all of a sudden, you're just like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I help this person? Like, they need help. They know they need help. But the truth is that they're not swimming toward you. And so it's such like a hard, in my opinion, it's such a hard truth to realize that when you show up and there's 15 people down there and only five of them are swimming towards you, those might be the only five that you can save. And it's a brutal thing. It's a brutal truth. But that's how it is in real life. And as we get closer to Christmas, there's going to be people that you want to help. There's going to be like, you know, when you have a business that is geared toward helping people, right? And I think that all of us who have businesses at some capacity, we're doing it because we feel like we could help people, right? Now, you might look at our business within the meat side of it and be like, well, you know, Derek, how are you helping people? Well, the way that I look at it is that we're actually helping people get access to like really good meat that wouldn't normally have access. Like, I feel like we're helping people. We're helping people to get better meat, better tasting meat, right? Like we are helping people. Yes, it is absolutely a consumer good. You know, absolutely, we want to sell people, but they're also like, we want to help people in this business. We want to grow to the point to where we can help other ranchers. But the truth is that even in that, you know, if we go, maybe we get to the point to where we're so big that we want to start helping other ranchers and we want to co-op, and it's like, hey, we want to help you out. And they're like, nope, I don't want help. You know, I already sell to, you know, I just ship all my calves out every year. And it's like, I know, but we could give you a better price. Like, it could be part of our meat program. And they're like, nope, this is just always the way I've always done it. It's like, at that point, we can't help those people, right? Like, at that point, we can't help that rancher who's stuck in their ways. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and it's someone who's like trying to build a business and trying to do stuff that kind of comes from the sales and consulting world, something that I know pretty well, been in it for 15 years now. And like, it seemed like the more I was trying to help, the worse it got. It was like, I couldn't help. I was trying to help, but then I kind of stood back and I remember seeing like that conversation, you know, or that speech that Sean Stevenson had given. And I would encourage you guys to find it if you can. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but he articulated it way better than I could. But what I did realize is I was able to take a step back afterwards and be like, you know what? He's not swimming toward me. Like, he wanted to tell me his problems and wanted to tell me why it wasn't working and everything else, but he didn't want to be saved. He didn't want to be helped. And for me, like, I struggle with that so much because it's almost like, you know, maybe you start eating better and you start feeling good and you start, you know, working out and all these things. And then you see somebody who's always just like, I don't feel good, you know, and I have no energy, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, man, I can help you. If you start eating better and if you start working out and you start doing this and that, you'll feel so much better. And they're like, no, I don't want to do that. And you're just like, no, but seriously, like, I promise you, like, if you just eat better food and, you know, you get away from the sugar and maybe stop eating so many carbs and, you know, you start working out a couple days a week and maybe that turns into 5 days a week, like, you'll feel so much better. You'll have all this energy and you'll want to, like, jump out of bed in the morning and you'll want to play with your kids more and blah, 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 right? And they're like, nah, sounds like too much work for me. And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, I can't believe I can't help this person. Like, I can see them. Like, I know they don't feel good right now, and I know that I could help them. I've done it. And then you just have to step back and realize, you know what? I would love to help that person, but they're not swimming toward me. And there's going to be a lot of people who, regardless of what the topic is, that will swim toward you. But the reality is, the harsh reality is that most people won't. I feel like, you know, there's certain things, maybe even on the podcast, to where it's like, you know, I've gone through some of these things and I feel like it could help people out if they would just implement some of these things. And then you realize, like, most people never will. Most people will never implement most of the stuff that I help them with or that you help them with, or maybe someone's trying to help you and you're just like, nope. And you're just being stubborn to it. And if that's the case, you're the one swimming away from the help. And at a certain point, like, we have to figure out how to reconcile that and be okay with it. You have to figure out that, you know what, I want to help my kids out as much as I can. I mean, none of us want to see our kids come home and be upset about something. But at the same time, like, maybe they don't need help. Maybe they're swimming the other direction. You just have to let them figure it out. And there's a lot of power in that, right? There can be. And sometimes, like I know for me, like I worry like, okay, if I'm trying to help somebody out who I feel like needs help, wants my help, but they're not willing to take it, maybe what needs to happen in the situation is I need to not help them. Maybe they just need to figure it out. And that, again, is something that we have to be able to come to terms with and be okay with. Maybe it's you know, your wife comes to you with all these problems. And as men, I think we're kind of like, we're wired in a way to be like, oh, so-and-so is talking about you, like, go confront him. So-and-so is saying this about you, like, go punch him, right? Whatever. Like, guys are usually pretty simple. Like, just go figure it out. I don't know. You're having this conflict, go figure it out. Go confront them. Don't like tell me how so-and-so is being mean to you or you know what I mean? I mean, not that Jess is coming to me telling me that, for those of you know, but just an example, right? And we want to fix it, but maybe it's like, maybe they're not asking for help. Maybe they're just venting, and that's okay too. So I think that as I wrap up here, you know, we're going into the season of us wanting to help people. I feel like, I think there's something about Christmas that makes us want to give and want to help and want to see, you know, we get into the new years and everyone's like, new year, new me. And it's like, perfect. Like you're finally ready to do this, right? Like I'm going to help you. And then 3 days into it, they're swimming the other way. And you're like, wow, like I know that I can help you though. Like, why won't you just like, let me help you? Well, the truth is that again, they're swimming the other way and that's okay. Right? Like we have to be able to be okay with that, because if not, if you're spending all your energy trying to save everybody, if you're trying to, you know, go around and save all the people that are swimming away from the helicopter, guess what? You're actually going to miss out on the people who are swimming toward you. Those are the people who desperately need your help. But if you're so consumed with trying to save everybody and you're trying to save, people who don't want to be saved, guess what? Like not only are you not going to be able to save them, but you're going to miss out helping the people who truly are swimming toward you and truly want the help. And again, it's kind of a tough thing to reconcile. So I want to leave you with this. I promise you that there's people who need your help. There are. And there's people who will swim to you. There's people who desperately, desperately want your help. But there's going to be way more people out there who don't want your help. It doesn't matter. You could be a fitness guru and you could have a track record of everybody that you work with losing weight, there are still going to be people that regardless of the results you could get them, how great you are at what you do, there's going to be people that you want to help and they're just not going to be willing to get help. They're going to be swimming the other way away from you. And that's okay. We have to love those people too, right? We got to love them the same. If you're in a business and some, you know you could help somebody build their business faster and you know that there's techniques or different ways that you could help them build a business, but they're swimming the other way, you got to let them go fail. You got to let them do it. And again, from experience, like I know how frustrating this can be. Like the conversation I had the other day, it just ended up being like, you know what, man? Like, I can't help you. You're right. I can't help you. You're just going to have to figure it out. And that's okay. Like maybe he'll learn way more figuring it out on his own. Is it going to take longer? Probably. Is it the path that I would want to take? I don't think so. I don't want to reinvent the wheel, right? Like if somebody can help me, like, scale my business faster, I think I would be silly not to do that. But some people, they're not looking for help. And again, we have to be okay with that. And so I'm not sure like the best words of wisdom to tell you how you be okay with that, because you see somebody failing and you have a big heart, it's going to suck. But you also have to be at peace with the fact that there's going to be people that swim the other way and you can't save everybody. So hopefully maybe that can bring you a little bit of peace knowing that. Like hopefully once you understand that not everybody there is going to be swimming toward the chopper, it sucks, but just that's how it is. So anyways, allow yourself to have some peace. Give yourself some grace, right? You can't save everybody and that's okay. Do the best you can, help the people that you can, and the ones who you can't help, maybe they'll come to a point somewhere down the line to where they are swimming toward you and give them some help at that point. All right, everybody. I hope you have an awesome week. Hope you've had an awesome December. It's been a great month. And we're getting close to Christmas. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for Christmas. I love Christmas. All right, everybody. Have an awesome day. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.